On January 27, 2023, the National Conference leader Omar Abdullah stated that his political party has never raised any questions regarding surgical strikes conducted by Indian Armed Forces. According to Abdullah, he has no say in this and stated that this is an internal matter of the Congress party. He added that his party will never do this. On January 23, 2023, a prominent Congress leader Digvijay Singh raised doubts and questions along with concrete proof of the Balakot strikes. He stated that the forces killed so many people, but there is no evidence. Digvijay's statement was supported by another member of the Congress party, Rashid Alvi. He said that the country has solid confidence in security forces, but cannot trust the BJP government. He remarked that if the government has a video, then what is wrong with Digvijay asking the government to show the proof to the masses? Alvi further went on to raise questions on statements given by many ministers on the surgical strikes. The late Sushma Swaraj, who was a minister in the government, had said that the airstrike was done at a place where no possibility of anyone getting killed. Union Minister Amit Shah said that around 300 terrorists were killed. The Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath claimed that 400 terrorists were killed. These contradictory statements raise questions as to what exactly happened in the surgical airstrike. That is the reason why government, if it claims it has video of the strike, and should make it public. Alvi further sought an apology from the center if they do not have the video. However, Congress Chief Rahul Gandhi strongly disagreed with the views of Digvijay Singh. He termed it a ridiculous thing. He said that we do not agree with what Digvijay Singh has said. We have full trust in the Indian Army and the forces. The Congress party also distanced itself from the remarks made by Digvijay Singh.